Today, Amazon narrowed down a list of potential sites for its second headquarters, and Philadelphia survived the first cut. But as Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly reports, the city still has some big-name competition to beat.
When Amazon announced last fall that it was looking for a city to locate its second headquarters, the company said it wanted pretty much what everybody wants in a home. Something affordable with a good commute, maybe some great schools nearby, and if it could come with some tax breaks, that'd be great. Being on Amazon's top 20 list shows, Philly has all that. Or at least more of it than 218 other cities, says Harold Epps, Philadelphia's commerce director.
To go from a list of 238 to a list of 20 only reinforces this is a wonderful region, and we've got a lot of positive assets, and Amazon recognized that.
The public bidding war for Amazon's HQ2 drummed up a ton of press coverage last year. That was no accident.
You know, Amazon is very PR savvy, okay?
That's John Boyd, a corporate relocation consultant. Today's announcement means Amazon will dominate news coverage in all of the finalist cities. That's a ton of free advertising, and all for one simple reason.
You know, we're a nation that loves lists. We love top 20 lists, right?
We love lists.
This also serves a branding purpose for Amazon. I don't think all of these 20 cities necessarily are on equal footing. I mean, some are real long shots here that Philadelphia enjoys a big advantage over.
So, sorry, L.A., Denver, Austin, and Columbus. Boyd says you're just a marketing ploy. Some positive press before the inevitable, crushing rejection. Philly may have a leg up on its competitors. Amazon is expanding aggressively into pharmaceuticals, and for years now, the eds and med sector has been the region's biggest economic driver. If Amazon wants to run this new pharma division out of HQ2, then Philly might offer just the right prescription. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.